Kennedy Malloy from Four and Bill's Joke. We've still got to get to that before the end of the show. It's the Rush Hour. JB and Billy on Triple M. Please make welcome Ed Curnow to the studio, guys. Oh,
here he is.
Oh. One of our favourites. Bill has been for a long time. The Blue. Nice to see you, Ed.
Thanks for having me, James.
Hey, you need to jump right in on top of that microphone. Very directional there. And
or,
plus,
or Bock. We call him Bock, Jim. Yes. Brother of Charlie.
Yes. You'd be happy with that.
Ed Curnow, welcome, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Bill.
How is that throat? Because, first of all, that was a serious injury last year.
Yeah, it was out of the blue and got a knock against Richmond last year. And it was good to get back out there against them on round one. So I got a little plate inserted just to protect my larynx now and all good to go.
So was it a breathing issue or a talking issue?
It was. So when I got the knock, I couldn't speak and sent alarm bells where kind of I went to hospital that night and stayed in for a few days and then realized that I had a few fractures in my larynx. So,
but the airway was never threatened. You're always comfortable
but
there.
The larynx is what protects your airways your vocal cords. So you just don't want any damage around that area. So I had to wait for it to heal up. Then it didn't heal up right. And then I went back for surgery to get a plate put there.
And that forever? The plate will stay in there forever?
Yeah. And then, you know, physically I was fine. So it was kind of a frustrating end of the year. I just had a bit of voice rest for a week, which the boys loved at the club and thought it was very funny. So, and then I kind of went out of the side around 14. I think that's when Charlie started playing some really good footy.
He did. So, did you sound like Terry Wallace at any stage?
for a little bit there, I struggled. Well, Terry Wallace. Yeah, he struggles a bit.
No, he's good. He's all right. He knows his footy. I'd give him that. Fantastic. Yeah. So, nice start. A lot of people saying nice start. How did you go inside the tent on, when was that? Way back.
Thursday night.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
At least you kicked 15 goals. That's one thing I think you would have been happy with.
Yeah, we're very happy. I think Richmond didn't allow another team to score over 80-odd at the MCG last year. So, we thought scoring 95 points... we had a focus in the off season to improve our offense, the way we move the ball, and I think we showed that it's a bit more exciting and quick. So it gives Charlie and Levi a few more options. But we had round one set for the win, so we were disappointed not to win.
Especially after being 5 goals up, you jumped out of the blocks beautifully.
Yeah, I think it almost surprised some of the group, and I thought it was a pretty good start considering we've got a few young guys in the team. Paddy Dow's first game and 90,000 at the MCG against the reigning premiers, and you're 30 points up, 10 minutes in.
So he's going to be a good boy, Paddy Dow. I'll get to him in a sec. The inside 50 entries against would have been, I reckon, in review, one of your main concerns, because when you let a side enter your defensive 50 as often as Richmond did, it's going to be pretty hard to win.
Yeah, look, we've looked into that this week, and I suppose a few proud guys playing in the midfield in the centre bounce, and they got a few deep entries off the centre bounce, so we need to rectify that. And we think we're going to have a good plan going to Gold Coast.
Talking about Paddy Dow, I've watched the development of that young bloke. He played as a young kid with my second son at Geelong Grammar. Yeah. First player ever to win Geelong Grammar's Best and Fairest 3 years in a row, which is an astounding thing for a school with that heritage. The old Enforcer went there.
Fossil.
They've had some bloody good footballers over the
Jim,
journey.
We don't like it. We're college boys here.
But he is going to be a star. And when he gets up and rolling, and it'll take a while because he's a baby, but he and Patrick Cripps is something that I think Carlton fans are going to enjoy.
Yeah, you can only imagine Cripper getting 25 contested possessions, dishing to Paddy Dow with his leg speed. Yep. It's going to be pretty exciting.
And where are you? You're just tagging someone or just hanging off there somewhere?
I just jump in and see what I can do and hang in there for as long as I can, basically.
Ed, we did see, and of course we are all very, very committed Nike men in here, and Georgie Lawler, one of the all-time great individuals, but I did look at one of the JLT games and that grey number. Are we rolling with that ever again or was that a one-off?
I think it's here to stay. The grey shorts and the jumper. Yeah.
So that's your alternative strip?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
It's very comfortable.
Those shorts. What's going on with the hem at the bottom of them?
I haven't noticed that at the bottom of the shorts. I like the baggy ones, so I'm not too sure I can even see the hem at the bottom there, but... yeah, I've heard they're not too flattering if you look on TV.
No, not at all. No. helps if you've got the decent rig, but, you know, like Simo.
Likes the tights.
How well's he going?
Didn't affect him, but did it? Jeez, he just keeps getting it, the old
bearded
burbler.
Yeah, he's the skinny, flexible man. He's going to play forever, I think.
When do you play the Gold Coast? This Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, it's Saturday day.
That's right. We're doing the game.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
I look up on the roster and I can see you attached to the call of it. So you're preparing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they've been going well.
No, no, I've been doing a bit of work on it. And Ed's brother's all right. Hey, when are you going down to Bell's then? Because you'd be going down there. You love your surfing.
Yeah, we've got Emily's coming to the game with our new baby Will.
That's your wife, Emily.
We're going to charge down afterwards. We've got Sunday off, so we'll be down the coast and hopefully get a surf or check out the pro. It'll be nice.
It'd be nice, isn't it? And how's Em going, mate? Just had a baby Billy. That's good.
Yeah, she's doing really well. So, new respect for him, watching her with our firstborn, so very lucky, and so is Will.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you, I really like at your joint, lots I really like at your joint, Ed, but Caleb Marchbank, I reckon, has been a sensational addition. I flew under the radar a little bit, came from GWS, of course, one of Sauce's hand-picked jobs, but he's been great.
Yeah, he's a super guy. He's very very nice, fitted in really well with the group, and then the way he plays, he almost plays on the edge, kind of hates losing a contest. Yep. And
old school defender.
Yeah, but also intercepts and can set us up. And his running ability is probably second or third at our club. So he's got the potential to play up the ground as well. I think with him and Charlie, they're going to form a good group coming through.
McKay? Which one?
Yeah.
Harry,
yeah.
How far is he away? Because he's a big forward too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 20 and he's about 2 meters, so he's still kind of learning to play at the level, but he's pretty exciting when he takes a grab and he can run very well, so who knows, I reckon he'll get his opportunity pretty soon the way he's training.
Tell us about playing footy with your brother, how does that feel, whether he's as good as Charlie is, but just surely running down the race with your brother must be an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's good fun. It definitely makes you relax a little bit more too. It's kind of because it's your brother, and you're out here, you're playing footy, you're having a great time at training, and then on weekends you're trying to beat these other blokes on another team. So it's great fun, and the way Charlie plays the game is I draw a lot from that. He's got a lot of energy. He's quite relaxed.
Did you always see him being as good as he's looking like he's going to become?
Obviously biased. Remember my brother George, we watched a lot of school footy and we used to go down and watch Charlie play in the APS comp, and he would just dominate it full forward, and we were like, wow, how good's he to watch? And you watch a lot of guys play footy over the years. So he was one, even though, yes, he was my brother, I'd always make the effort to go watch him because he's so entertaining. And then when he came through, I'd seen him play in the TAC Cup, and I really thought he deserved to be that really high end of picks. And I think he's proving people now the way he's playing of that potential.
Yeah, very close family you are, aren't you? And of course, the old man, he used to work at Geelong College. He was your teacher.
Yeah, he's still there. So
still there.
And I think he teaches your son, Oscar, and he would have taught your daughters. So,
yeah, he would have. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, mum and dad are great. They've been great support to all of us. Yeah. There's five of us. And couldn't thank them anymore for upbringing me.
Does he wander in every now and then and just say, "Now, Ed, I'd prefer you wrap around at that stoppage rather than just allowing what's his face loose?"
No, he doesn't say much. Probably mum's the harsher critic when it comes to footy, and dad's just there for a handshake and a hug and say good day.
Unlike Bill, who speaks to his son, and what was the sage advice you gave him?
Just got to get better. That's all, Jim. Well, you got to be honest.
I wouldn't talk to you for a week if...
just got to get better.
You can't say, "Oh, geez, you're good today, mate. Yeah, well done." Any chance you can do something.
But any sort of more specific than that, or just got to generally
you got
to
get better, mate. Throw the mate on it.
Oh, really? That helps. Yeah, yeah. The last
and
bit.
And then I'll buy him dinner. So it's all good. I had a couple of sore boys on the weekend. How's Big Cruz?
Yeah, well, Cruz is sore every week, I think, the way he plays. So you've got tight groins, and tomorrow's our main test today. That's our main session. We were planned for Gold Coast, and I'm hoping he gets up.
And Matty Kennedy too. That was a strange one, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't much in it, but his ankle blew up a bit. So he's important to our inside grunt work, so we're hoping we get him back too.
And our man Fishy Mullet, one of the good boys, Fishy, enjoying having him around the place?
Yeah, he's just a really nice guy, very humble, and just goes about his business. He came to the club and, to be honest, he's put his head down and worked hard.
Oh, nice. Well, Ed, great seeing you again, mate. Good luck with this game against Gold Coast and a massive season for the Blues.
Thanks for having me,
Joe. All right, you can stick around, actually, because we've got the joke coming up, and I don't know whether you'll enjoy this. Very few people do.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
By the way, Joey Montagna in tomorrow, and also grand final tickets up for grabs with a new quiz Bill's thought up. Under the pump.
Which I am now, Jim, because normally we have a break.
Yes.
Have a listen to this, Eddie. Boy, you'll love this. Two Mexican detectives were investigating a murder of Juan Gonzalez, okay?
Oh, no.
How was he killed, asked one of the detectives. With a golf gun, said the other. A golf gun? What the is a golf gun? I don't know, but it sure made a hole in one.
Ed.
Did you get it? I don't know if Ed got it. Juan was his name.
A bit late, yeah. I got there though.
Bill.
Sure made a hole in one.
Thank you,
yeah,
Bill.
No, we, how
about a bit of Ed,
how about a bit of plastic?
I think plastic needs to come and save us. Look at poor Ed Curno. He doesn't know where to look.
He does.
That's absolute crap. He reads.
Sure made a hole in one.
There we go.
Woo! Oh, no. Ed's never coming back. Ed just He's finished up.
He just got it now. He's got blonde. He's a blonde.
Kennedy Malloy, after this, if you missed anything from today's show, the catch up, the Triple M app is where you go. We'll see you tomorrow. You are the king of the divan. Quel me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Sa place.